My Mac Podcast 984. Apple makes money.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's Mighty, Mighty My Mac podcast. Well, Apple's third quarter results are in, and to, well, no one's surprise, Apple made a lot of money. Maybe the surprise is where they made it as much as how they made it. Also, we haven't talked much about it, but our 700th show, that's 700 in so much as Guy and Gaz, not 700 for the My Mac, of course, that's just one show away. So is there anything you want us to talk about? Well, let us know, or we'll just drone on as usual. And of course, thank you to Carl for stepping in over the past couple of shows. Guy, you are back.
I am. It's been
smooth as, well, silk. Let me say smooth as silk.
You know, there's a Grateful Dead song where they talk about what a long, strange trip it's been. And, you know, there are some weeks and some weekends when we're going to record a show. It's like, no, it's a long, strange trip. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. And last weekend was one of those. Not only was I recovering from some recent medical treatment, but I was also left to my own devices. And this is never a good idea, Gaz. Ooh. Never a good idea. My wife was off in Boise, Idaho. Boise, dealing with some various unpleasantries that we won't go into here. And then on Sunday, it was a hard day's night. And I say that because my son Peter is a huge Beatles fan. He and his wife Liza brutally attacked the man cave. I mean, we're talking D-Day level effort here. And they won. I have never seen so much floor and counter space. We were talking about this before we started the show, the desk was behind. And for people who watch the video, all six of you, you'll be able to see all of the counter space that's behind me. And I'm not going to do it now, but I showed Gaz what's inside those two cabinets that are behind me. And it's all organized. I'm blown away at all the stuff that they did. And that's not to leave out my other son, Guy, and his girlfriend, Ashley. And they decided to distract me by having me come down to Richmond, Virginia, and we went to the Hotel Green. And you might sit there and say, well, what's the big deal about that? It's an indoor mini golf course. It has food and it has adult beverages. I've rediscovered my liking of Bloody Marys. And the description doesn't really do it justice. So if you're anywhere near the Richmond area, check it out. I also crossed, you know how I've been for like the last couple of years about fried chicken?
No, you hate fried chicken.
I love fried chicken, and it's become an obsession. And it's not just, oh, I'm going to go get some fried chicken. It has to be different fried chicken than the norm, than what I have around here. And down in Richmond, there's a franchise of Lee's Famous Fried Chicken, which is, this guy is supposed to be, and I'm sure he's dead now, but this guy was supposed to be the cousin to the colonel. And supposedly has the original recipe of KFC. And because KFC doesn't taste anything like what KFC used to. But Lee's Famous Fried Chicken,
I agree with that big time, because it's the same over here. I don't think KFC tastes anywhere near the same as it used to.
Yeah. But Lee's Famous Fried Chicken, awesome, and it is so good. So that's off my bucket list, and there's a few more which I'm not going to go into now until I have some, and then I'll wax poetically about fried chicken on a podcast about Apple tech stuff. How about you?
Absolutely, why not? Well, well, it's been quite a busy week, Guy. Volunteering on Monday and playing snooker with friends in the evening. By the way, I held on to the trophy because I'm such a good snooker player. We'll leave it there. We did a quick dog walk on Tuesday morning before going to an Ospreys
event. Hold on, What is your idea of a quick walk? Because I'm picturing like a marathon. 26.6 or 26.2 miles. Oh, just a quick walk in the park.
No. It's only a couple of miles walk with the dog because it's too hot over here at the moment. So we try and get him out early as well. But we went to a talk on ospreys at Rutland Water, and we went then to see the ospreys, which were, you know, on the reservoir. I'll tell you what, they gave us a great display. One of the birds had been eating some fish and it had been up on a post. And then that bird decided, right, my claws, yes, that's where they eat fish, up on a post. They catch them and take them up there, Guy, before you say anything.
The thought going through my head, which I'm not going to say, was making me laugh very hard. But go ahead, sorry.
And then basically that bird went and decided to clean its talons in the water. So it was swimming, it was flying and going very close to the water, dragging its talons in the water. Just fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. It is cool. Anyway, and I rode 30 miles on Wednesday because I rode back to volunteering where we built a bug bed and breakfast. Actually, it was more like a city if anybody saw the pictures on Facebook. I also had a rugby executive meeting in the evening. We walked the dog on Thursday about 3.5 miles, just a short walk. And then I went on a 25-mile bike ride on Friday. that was on Thursday. I went for the 25-mile bike ride. On Friday, it was a really hot day. I did a bit of a walk in the morning and then cleared a spot for our battery installation, which I might talk about in the upcoming weeks because it looks like it might be happening quite soon. Battery and solar. Earlier today, I did a 34.5-mile bike ride before coming home and did some gardening, cutting the lawn, etc., etc. So little time other than today to prepare for this podcast on my Mac. Oh, and in between all of that, we've been watching the Olympics, Guy. So
I've watched a little bit, but I'm just not that excited about it. So
Mrs. Gaz, obviously before the tennis, I was away at Silverstone. So there was that sporting. And then I came back and then the tennis was on and Mrs. Gaz had been watching all the tennis and then she went to the tennis and she was thinking, oh no, what am I going to do now? There's no sport. Because I'd also been watching the cycling that had been going on, the Tour de France, and then the Olympics have started. So it's, you know, it's like end-to-end sport at the moment. It's terrific. But Guy, yeah. I have a problem with CarPlay.
There is
It keeps auto playing music or a podcast or another music app. Now, before you say it, everybody, but Gaz, it keeps your last state.
Keeps your last state.
No. I have specifically turned off all apps and shut them down so that it won't play them. But it continues to do so. So I thought, right, I'm going to do a bit of search on Zivwebs. So I could bring you a tip this week. But it seems that lots and lots and lots and lots of people have this issue. So other than some convoluted workaround, it seems that there seems to be a bug in Apple's CarPlay that Apple are ignoring.
Okay. Is it a bug or a feature?
It's not a feature. It's not a feature if you can't turn it off, Guy. It is not a feature if you can't turn it off.
Oh, contrary.
And I thought that the desktop images thing on my Mac, was fixed. Well, no, that's still a problem. You might be earning lots of money, Apple, but you're not endeavoring or endearing me to buy my next product from you. Your face is right over that word. I couldn't see it. I thought,
am I out of the way now?
No, not your real head, your icon head. Anyway, before I started, now for folks listening, I don't have Chrome on my computer and I don't have Firefox. I don't have any Chrome-based web browser other than Edge, which, you know, seems to be as far as I'm prepared to go. But Microsoft Edge keeps coming up with, wow,
Your Microsoft Edge is out of date. You need to update it.
Well, thank you, Microsoft. How do I do that?
Well, click here.
So I click there and it takes me to the Microsoft webpage. Okay, what do I do now? Well, you scroll down and scroll down and scroll down and scroll down right to the bottom of the page. And then it's going, find your device. What? Click again. Oh, do you want to download your macOS install of Microsoft Edge? Yes, you brought me here. So I can download it.
Why else would you be there?
And then I have to install. Oh, what a convoluted process, Microsoft. Come on.
Go to Brave.
Make it easier. Now, Guy.
Yeah.
I think you're not sure whether the current macOS update may have had a little issue for us.
Yeah. So
it's not all roses on the Mac side, is it? Really?
It is not. Now, we are about 10 minutes into this podcast since we started officially recording the MyMac.com podcast for this week. And it is now here on the East Coast of the United States, 12:11. What time was it, Gaz, that I told you or asked you to be on so that we could start recording the podcast?
11.
11 o'clock. So an hour, and that was a drama-filled hour, Gaz, because there was an OS update a couple of days ago that
can I just step in? So sure. So folks, I didn't sit in front of my computer waiting for that hour.
No, I wouldn't either.
To Guy, I'm gonna disappear. Just ping me when you're ready, mate.
Yeah. I'm gonna go watch the Olympics, start reading War and Peace, you know, lots of things.
I did say that to you, didn't I?
You did. Frankly, at that point, I needed a little levity. I've got to admit that. So anyway, I get all set up to start recording the podcast. And one of the things that I do before I start to record, now not to be on a podcast, but to record a podcast, is I restart the computer. And the reason why I do that, it clears out any cruft or weird stuff that may have popped up in however long the computer's been on. And gives you kind of a fresh start. But then when I did that, all of a sudden, all of my Rogue Amoeba apps started freezing. I couldn't even quit them because I was getting the beach ball of death and had to go to Task Manager, Apple's version of Task Manager, just to force quit the programs. And I said, okay, well, I'll restart again. Restart it again. Now, none of my loopback audio devices were working. And again, I was getting beach balls for every single program related to audio. Restarted again. Didn't turn on audio hijack. I'm just using loopback to route stuff around. And it seems to be working. But it was like an hour of restart. Try this. Something's frozen. Force quit it. Restart. See if it works. Something's not working. It's frozen. Start again. And it was so...
It wouldn't be the same if you didn't have this every week, Guy. Really wouldn't.
I'm going to go through our chat history and tell you the things I was saying that was messed up. Okay?
No, because basically it's going to be... to the listener, it's going to sound like this. Apple, beep, Apple, beep, Rogue Amoeba, beep, Apple, beep.
Well, it was loopback. Apple Mail was another one that was having problems.
Yeah.
Bluetooth. Yeah, that was... everything related to audio, beach balls on all of the programs, and stuff I would go to start loopback and it would just bounce in the dock and never actually come up on the screen. And it was like, what has changed since the last time that I recorded on this computer? And the biggest change was the Mac OS update. And I don't know, because they don't really give us much information anymore and what's in these updates other than to say bug fixes, if there was anything related to audio in there. But all I can say is everything was not normal. And coming from me, that really says something, Gaz.
It does. It does.
Oh, by the way, anyway. I'm still on the Lewitt 440 Pure condenser microphone. Thanks. For, you know, those that were concerned.
Oh, in the clear up, how many mics have you got left in your armory? Oh,
they didn't get rid of any of the microphones. There were a couple.
I wish they'd spoken to me before.
I'm sure. There were a couple in the closet behind me that I'm never going to use for anything. And I kind of wish I had
missed a trick there.
Put those on the chopping block because they're not great microphones.
We definitely missed a trick there, I think. Missed a trick.
Yeah, I still have all of my microphones. They're all still here.
I am going to jump straight into Gaz's snippets. Apple TV Plus preps an ad-supported tier. This has got some consternation from various peoples, but it kind of came up because Barb, which is a jointly owned by broadcasters including BBC, ITV, Channel 4 and Sky, provides official viewing for data for the British TV, and it monitors the time viewers spend watching Apple TV Plus, offering some data. And I think Apple TV have been looking at some of that information, and we could well be seeing a lower ad-supported tier from Apple as well. We'll see what happens on that. I hope we don't start getting ads within ads, because I tell you what, and it's not just Apple that does this, Guy, but a lot of the streaming companies do this, including podcasters, including radio shows. There's so many internal ads that they put on about their own shows right at the start, in the middle, and at the end. That's fine. I don't mind them putting them in once, but, you know, you don't need it in at the start, in the middle, at the end. Come on, folks, get a grip. Because what it becomes, I'm just going to say this to you, folks, it becomes white noise and you don't listen to it at all, especially when it's repetitive. If you're going to put an ad in, you've got to mix it up a bit. You cannot keep putting the same ads in, because then it's white noise and you just skip through it and you miss it completely. Whereas it could actually be something that you want to listen to.
There you go. No. I should be in marketing. Yeah. I should be paid thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars because I'm great at marketing.
This will only mean something to people that live in the United States, but I have grown to hate Jake from State Farm, and he's not a bad guy, but I at this point I hate him. I hate Jake from State Farm.
I don't need to know the scenario. I get you, guy.
Yeah. I know where you come from, boy.
Anyway,
damn it, Jake. We used to be such good friends.
I don't know why I put that one in. I'm going to pass that one. iOS 18.1 and macOS 15.1 beta only available for Apple Intelligence compatible devices. Going to leave it there for the time being. How to install the iOS 18.1 beta and get early Apple Intelligent access. Boy, there's a lot of pushing on that Apple iOS intelligent stuff. The thing is, it seemed as though there was a bit of conflict between whether you could get Apple iOS or whether you couldn't get it, because it seems to be only available on some devices. And then there was a process of saying how you could get it on all your devices. I think there's a bit of confusion, and that came from the same web pages.
Yeah.
Which was, I'm not going to tell you who it was.
Well, and remember, anyway, you can only run Apple Intelligence on a phone if you have a 15 Pro. If you don't have a 15 Pro, there's absolutely no reason to run the beta at all. Yeah. Or to get when it comes out.
Actually, I've heard, going on a slight tangent because I hadn't put this in, but I have heard that there's lots of talk about now we're going down two different routes of iOS and iPadOS operating systems, which means that we're going to have a two-tier system. I'm not sure that Apple are that keen on that, really, or they shouldn't be that keen on that. And I'll tell you what, There's a certain previous person in the organization I don't think would have been happy with that at all.
No, no. And his name was Steve Jobs. Now, the the whole cutoff point for Apple and almost feels like when Apple has made a major change in processors, like when they went from Motorola to PowerPC, PowerPC to Intel, Intel to the M series chips, or when they've made a clean break from operating systems, like when they went from OS 9 to OS 10. And you for a short period of time, you did have a two-tiered system. And sometimes you can't get away from it. Sometimes it's unavoidable. But with Apple Intelligence, and I can't say this for sure, because, I mean, last week we were talking about how, you can't even play around with Apple Intelligence. Not last week, 2 weeks ago. You can't even play around with Apple Intelligence because blah, 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 blah. And then they immediately put out a beta with Apple Intelligence. Thank you. Thank you for making me look stupid, Apple. I really, really do appreciate that. But whether or not Apple Intelligence is enough of a cutoff point to declare that it's going to be a two-tiered system, or if it's actually, let me rephrase that, if it's worth being a two-tiered system, because it's definitely going to be, I guess is going to be open for debate once we see what it actually looks like.
Absolutely. Okay, moving on. A group of hikers have been saved from wildfires by Apple's emergency SOS via satellite on iPhone. Now, I read that and thought, yeah, I'll pop that in. And then I read the story a little bit more and I thought, that's the state of the planet. A group of four women were successfully rescued from a BC, that's a region.
British
West
Columbia.
Kootenay, British Columbia. In okay.
Canada.
From a British Columbia glacier last week. Now, they were saved from wildfires by Apple's emergency, and they were on a glacier. Ooh, state of the nation. All I'm going to say, state of the world. That's all I'm going to say. Okay, iOS 17.6 and iPad OS 17.6 are now available. iPad releases OS, Vision OS 1.3, Mac OS 14.6, tvOS 17.6, and WatchOS 10.6. Find My available in every country except Korea, and the government blames Apple. A petition has highlighted a puzzling fact. Find My is available in every country in the world except Korea, and nobody seems to understand why. But apparently the government is blaming Apple. More to this story, I think, may come out in the future. Logitech swears it's not discontinuing its HomeKit camera and doorbell products. Well, I hope so. In an interview on the Decoder podcast, Logitech CEO Haneke Faber sent HomeKit fans into a frenzy when she said the company's Circle View products were pretty much gone. As it turns out, that's not the case. So this is a CEO not knowing what's going on with the products.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder. I like this heading. How to turn your iPhone into a dumb phone to avoid distraction. You know, it's just incredible, haven't you? You spent $1,000 or $1,500, whatever it is, on your phone.
No, I'm going to make you stupid now.
I know the sentiment. I know why people are doing it.
It's easy to do. Just give it to me. It automatically becomes a dumb phone.
I wasn't going to say that. iOS 17.6 apparently continues the emergency SOS via satellite expansion. A lot of people thought that was going to be stopping, but it's still carrying on, I think. Cool. The iPhone is about to get smarter, in part thanks to Google chips. Apple Intelligence just arrived in beta this week, and now the company has published an in-depth overview of how its AI features were created. A key tidbit, two of Apple's foundation models were created using Google-made chips. Interesting. Support for IDs in Apple Wallet expands to its fifth state. That's five, folks. How many states do you have, Guy?
50.
Yeah. Got a little way to go. That's 10%. Yeah. Come on, Apple. Get it sorted.
And by the way, if you live in a state where you can have your driver's license digitized and on your phone, guess what? You still have to carry your physical driver's license.
Yeah, that they used to happen here. Basically, we went to a card which had your driver's license, all the detail on it. But previously you used to have a paper document, which then could open up. It had all your endorsements if you had any on the back and et cetera. And it was, but you, for a little period, a short period, quite a long short period actually, you had to have that paper document as well as the card. Just ridiculous. Infotainment still a sore spot for vehicle owners, but CarPlay remains on top. A JD Power survey of vehicle owners confirmed that infotainment systems are the worst. The only saving grace, phone-based systems aren't quite as bad, with Apple's CarPlay coming out on top.
Unless you don't want it to play the music or iPad or podcast that you were listening to previously, but that you had turned off because you didn't want to listen to it when you got in your car and put your phone onto your CarPlay system, Apple.
So is that a tangent?
Might be. iOS 16.7.9, iPad OS 16.7.9, iOS 15.8.3 and iPad OS 15.8.3 have been released for earlier versions of iPads and iOS devices, and they have security fixes you may want to update. Apple Arcade developers frustrated by long delays in getting paid with no incentives to make Vision Pro games. Do they need it? Do people need incentives?
Would you want to be a developer and make games for a platform? Just do that thing.
But which platform? Which platform are you talking about in particular?
Any platform. It doesn't matter. I mean, I'm just talking about in general. If you're a developer and you want to make games.
So the question there is, do they need an incentive to create Vision Pro games because maybe there's not enough out there for things for people to do using the Vision Pro at the moment?
Well, yeah, here's the incentive. Very few people are doing it. Therefore, your game goes right to the top.
Apple files a motion to dismiss the Department of Justice antitrust lawsuit. Apple have filed a motion to dismiss its ongoing lawsuit with the United States Department of Justice, a standard step in the litigation process. So this is probably going to carry on, folks. WhatsApp apparently has begun testing its own animated emoji in its iOS app. For them. Apparently, Guy, we might be talking about this later, but Apple have reported its third quarter results. Whoopee-doo. Apple working with regulators to enable Apple Intelligence in China and the EU. During the announcement of Apple Intelligence at WWDC 2024, Apple said that the technology will be available for the US English and that support for more languages will be added over the next year. However, users in China and the European Union won't be able to try out the AR features at all. But Apple says it's working with regulators to change that. I'm sure they are. Yeah. Wallet app support for Apple account cards is now live in Australia and Canada. Support for Apple account cards in the wallet has gone live in Canada and Australia over 2 years since it first launched in the United States. I didn't think that they had the Apple card outside of the North American region, but maybe they do if it's live in Australia.
Are they talking about the Apple card or the Apple wallet?
They're talking about the wallet app having support for the Apple card cards. But I didn't think it was outside North America, but they're talking about Australia there. So if anybody knows who's a listener,
then contact us on details that we will let you know later.
Obviously, we have no idea.
Apple, couple. Well, no, I mean, I could read and read. But this is snippets. Apple trying to pressure WeChat into blocking a payment loophole. The developer is refusing. Apple is trying to pressure WeChat, the world's most popular app, into blocking a payment loophole for in-app purchases. If the app owner Tencent fails to comply, Apple says it would block essential updates. We'll see how long that lasts. I put this one in because it says Mac malware continues to rise in 2024. There was a 50% increase year over year. That's probably still low comparative to some other operating system that we could mention.
It went from 4 to 5.
If it's doubled, 50% is 4, that goes up to 6. You know.
Okay, 1 to 2.
But the thing is, it is becoming a bigger problem. So people, you still got to be careful out there. That's why I wanted to bring that in, really.
We make light of it, but it is serious. It is serious.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. Us make light of anything?
I know.
Nah. Apple has pulled its latest ad after criticism over the depiction of Thailand. Okay. I was waiting to see how Guy would react to that one.
Okay.
An ad for The Underdogs, a short film, but it's been removed. I'm not going any further on that one, Guy. That is the end of Gazzy's Link. However, I do have a Gazzy's Link. And my Gazzy's Link, let me just go to the page because I've got to make sure I get there. Where's our page? Where's our page? What have I done with our pages?
I don't know what with our page.
There it is. So I'm going to read this. And then tell you what the headline is, folks. So here's what I said. Yeah, I bet they did. Let's not have any human interaction at all. I'll tell you why we should have a human interaction. It's because else we'll die a lonely existence otherwise. Google will no longer, this is the title, by the way, Google will no longer air an Olympics ad that showed a child using AI to write a fan letter. I bet they did. Let's not have any human interaction at all. I'll tell you why, because we'll all die a lonely existence otherwise.
Well,
come
basically,
on, Google.
It would be an AI-generated fan letter that would go to a celebrity who would send back an AI-generated thank you letter. And neither party would be like,
hence
what?
My comment.
I didn't do
what?
Anything.
I didn't send that. I hate that particular athlete. That is the end of Gazzy's Link. A very sad link.
Oh, God, so much weirdness in the news. Yeah, I very rarely look at regular news at this point because it's like, oh, it all just sucks. Everything sucks. Everyone's going to die. It's all just horrible, horrible, horrible. But if you listen to the MyMac.com podcast, at least you get a couple of larfs out of it, you know?
Larfs, mate.
Larfs. Not laughs, larfs. L-A-R-F-S. No, L-A-R-F-Z. Larves.
Oh, Larves. Don't do that to me.
Yeah,
I
know.
I'm like you Americans change our spelling.
I'm going to just go right past that because I just am. All right, we're going to talk about money. So let's talk about Apple's
money
third quarter
makes
results.
The world go around, the world go around, the world go around. Money makes the world go around. Apple.
Apple's revenue hit almost $86 billion, up from about $82 billion recorded in the same quarter 1 year ago. This exceeded Wall Street expectations of about $84.5 billion. And this is the part I do not get. Why the living F word do we care about Wall Street's expectations? It's so frustrating. Earnings per share was
mostly,
up $1.
Mostly, Guy, because your pensions and everybody's pensions around the world rely on it. Yeah.
Well, someone's pensions. I don't want to go into that right now. Their earnings per share was at $1.40, up from a year ago, $1.26. Service revenues, and this is the part that I think surprised everybody. Apple's services segment reached a new all-time high, contributing significantly to their overall revenue. This includes subscriptions, app sales, and other digital services. Services revenue reached a record high, Gaz, a record high, surging to $24.2 billion, a 14% year-over-year increase. And this is now, do you remember, I mean, you and I have been, it should go without saying, we've been doing this podcast for a really, really long time. And I remember back in the day when we first started talking about services and their contributions to Apple's bottom line, when it hit like 5%, do you remember how surprised we were? It's like, wow, 5%, that's really incredible. Now it's at almost a quarter, almost at 25% of Apple's total revenue. The other big surprise for this quarter was iPad sales. Revenue grew double digits from $5.8 billion in 2023 to $7.2 billion in Q3 2024. And sometimes it's really, really hard to dig nuggets out from the information that Apple puts out, because the next part is installed base. Apple's active installed base reached an all-time high globally, reflecting strong customer loyalty and satisfaction. Numbers from last year show a base of over 2 billion active Apple products. And that's something, actually, that came up in your snippets, I think, quite a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was longer than that. Mac revenue increased, and this is good news. Mac revenue increased by 2.5% year over year, reaching $7 billion. Strong demand for M3-powered MacBook Airs, especially among students, likely contributed to this growth. And here's the other surprise. iPhone revenue in Apple's third quarter, iPhone sales reached $39.3 billion, which is a slight decline from the approximately 1%, by approximately 1% as compared to the same quarter in 2023, when Apple sales were at $39.6 billion. Despite this dip, Apple still exceeded Wall Street's projection for iPhone revenue. Now, putting on my tinfoil hat, the decline in iPhone sales likely could be attributed to a higher than normal amount of anticipation for new phones with Apple Intelligence. Depending on how Apple rolls it out, and this is my opinion, we could see another super cycle of sales, but say that 10 times fast, of iPhones. The lack of M4 Max could also see sales surges as many users get on board with the latest Macs to take advantage of the AI tools being built into the next version of the Mac OS. So, you know, I mean, we talk about Apple's revenue in the third quarter. I see not so much quarter four, but I see fiscal year 2025 as just being insane for Apple. It's going to be like, when was it when the larger phones came out? Whatever year that was, it was like the last big super cycle for phones. I think that this whole year, almost across the board, with the exception of maybe, speakers, iPod speakers or whatever, are going to be like, there's going to be like huge numbers of sales.
Not iPod speakers. Did you say iPod?
I'm blanking, but you said iPod,
and I did like the word iPod. I used to like my iPods.
It's gone.
But we know what you mean.
Yeah, HomePods. HomePods, I don't think, are really going to be affected by this, but I think iPads.
Unless they become cleverer. I disagree. I disagree. No. I disagree because the HomePod is part of the integration of it being clever, because it can then give you really good answers to the questions that you're going to be asking, and you should then be able to ask it much cleverer. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We'll see.
If they get it right, Guy, it we'll could see. Have a massive increase on their HomePods as well. And even their iPods might start increasing.
smart iPods. I see watches, iPhones, iPads, and Macs going into a super cycle this next year. A lot of people, I think, will replace Apple Watches.
But would previous
versions? Wait, hold on. If previous versions can't take advantage of AI, Apple Intelligence.
But will those super analysts that you so love?
Yeah, I love
then
them.
Take that into account that in 3 or 4 years' time, there may well be a dip because everybody's got the best and the greatest, and then there'll be a dip in the sales before the next super product and process comes out.
I think it would be much faster than that. I think that a super cycle would be just for a year.
Yeah. 3 or 4 years is probably a bit
I'm still on an iPhone 13, so I'm planning on getting a new phone this time around. I mean, it's been 3 years, for God's sake. You know, maybe it's. I think I've gotten all of the use out of my iPhone 13 that I can get. And that's not to say that it's a bad phone. It's still a great phone. I use it for everything every single day. The battery still works great. It's a terrific phone. But after 3 years, I think I'm ready, or maybe I'm due for a new iPhone. My iPad is still relatively recent. My Mac Mini is still sitting at, I guess, what, 3 years now? For the Mac, when the M1 Mac Minis first came out?
Yeah.
Maybe if there is a significant boost for the Mac Mini, or even maybe even a Mac Studio, maybe I'll go that route. But for now, you know, the phone is on the market for me. And we'll see what happens with the Mac, whether I decide to also get a new Mac Mini or Studio. Have you thought about what your next Apple purchases might be?
It's funny because I have been – my daughter, I told you that she bought an M1 MacBook Air. And yeah. I am thinking that, you know – because we semi had this conversation. About the fact that, no, I think I was having the conversation with Carl about the fact that I use the computer, you know, what I'm sat in front of, to do my proper research. Whereas I use the iPad, you know, although it's got lots of tabs and you can have two windows open, I still don't feel it's great when it comes to doing research on a product. You know, you need to have lots of, because I have lots of little windows open, not just a tab.
I'm exactly the same.
And I still wonder whether sometimes when I'm sat, you know, and I want to do something a little bit more hardcore, that having a MacBook rather than the iPad, but I've got a relatively old iPad, so maybe I need to upgrade to a better iPad to be able to see whether it can handle, you know, the sort of things that I'm doing.
Can I ask you something real quick? What is that feature called? There's a button that you hit that basically shrinks all of the windows that are on your screen down so that you can select which one that you want. What is that called? Do you remember? It's on the Mac.
Are you talking about the command and tab when you've got all of the, you do command tab and then it comes up with all of the windows and you can scroll through? Do you mean that
let
one?
Let me take a look. Command tab. Oh, no, because all that does is give you like a little mini dock and that shows you all the open programs.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the one, like if you've got like multiple windows open on a single screen and it will reduce the size of all of those windows.
It's F3.
F3? Let's see. Yes. I can't remember what that's called. That's something that if you wanted to do research on an iPad, that's something that they could use on the iPad.
Agreed. Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
And that was a really long, convoluted way of saying I can't remember what something is called, but for the most part, something that we could use on the iPad.
Yeah, it's like a mini dashboard, but it's not a dashboard. And that amazingly was a tip without going into Gaz's tip, and it wasn't Gaz's tip.
Yeah.
Because Gaz's tip is coming up. I'm nodding my head.
You're nodding your head. Wow. Guy is clueless.
Hit it.
Gaz's tips. You can hear it, right?
Gaz's tips.
It's time for
Gaz's
tip. Okay,
good.
That's been a problem.
Okay, so you... Yeah. You want to send a file to someone in mail or in an email message, and you're in your Finder app with the file sitting patiently under your cursor. Well, just drag that file to the mail app, and if it's on your dock, hey, bingo, an email message will pop up with that file already integrated into a message ready to send. And Guy, here's a connected tip.
Ooh,
have you got your printer located on your dock? What do you mean, no?
No, I don't.
Go into settings and you can drag the printer icon into your dock. However, if you're in Sonoma, it's slightly different as you have to add the Print Center app to your dock. Anyway, if you've got your printer or the Print Center app in your dock, once there, again, if you're in your Finder app and you're thinking, I need this or these files printing, just drag both of those items to the appropriate print icon in your dock and they will print. Don't you just love me?
I do. You are amazing as you nod your head and I still haven't played the theme.
Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's the end of Gaz's tips.
Is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish?
Gaz's tips.
Gaz, you are absolutely right.
And to do a little throwback, you're Gaz. You're amazing. I love you.
That's a good throwback.
It is, because it's like one of the guy things that you sometimes play.
It is.
Okay,
I'm not going to play it because I've got so many I can't find it.
I know.
It.
You can't find it at the moment. That's all right. We actually, amazingly, both have a For Pick's Sake this week. And
oh, here we go.
You're Guy. It's you.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah, that's it right there. I need to go into that and cut out the parts where it goes Guy and just go Gaz. And it's funny because it goes from being really excited to Gaz. And
yeah,
kind of
I love you.
Giving the whole joke away now. There is a now for people that do a lot of stuff with audio, there is a fantastic and not only fantastic, but free VCT-based compressor limiter called Loudmax. And you can find that at loudmax.blogspot.com. And, you know, you have to do, depending on what version of the macOS you're on, you have to physically drag the VCT files to various folders in your library. So it's not like automatically hitting a DMG file and having that program install. But if you do a lot of audio work, then you know exactly what it is I'm talking about. So that's loudmax.blogspot.com. And I'm actually going to use it in the mastering process for this very podcast. Yeah. I can't see a downside to that at all.
No.
What's the worst that could happen?
This week. Incredible. Because this week we've both got it for pick's sake.
Yeah.
This, for pick's sake, is a 9 to 5 article, which basically goes through the most recently added Apple Arcade games, because you know how good the App Store is for searching anything.
It's delightful.
Well, I found this useful, and off the back of looking through it, I've downloaded a couple of games. So I've put the link in, and you can go through, and basically it just lists the most recent games as they've been released. The good thing is, if you're on your Mac, certainly, it takes you straight to the App Store, and then you'll see, and you can get an idea of whether you want to download that particular game. So, yeah.
And remember, these are arcade games. I know that these are arcade games, so they don't cost
you anything. Yeah, these are free if you're an arcade subscriber. Yeah.
Right. So that's what, $5 a month, something like that, whatever it is now.
Whatever package that you've got available to you, yeah.
We do have some feedback this week, Gaz. Can you guess who it's from?
Do we?
We do.
No. Really?
Take a guess.
It can't be. If it's who I think it is, he is prolific.
Every single week, and we love it. We love it, especially some of the topic. Even when he makes fun of me, no, that's fine. I don't mind that at all. We have a Mr. Cheesedoff. Here it is.
Hello, Guy and Gans. Mr. Cheesedoff here. Have you heard about Tim Sweeney's latest whinge?
Oh, God.
The Epic Games boss is having a right moan about Apple's Find My service. Apparently, it found his stolen MacBook years after the fact, and he's calling it super creepy surveillance tech. Can you believe this, Muppet? He's more upset about Apple finding his nicked laptop than the fact that some light-fingered oik pinked it in the first place. What's next? Is he going to be campaigning about smoke alarms for invading the privacy of house fires? And get this, he reckons thieves have a right to privacy. Oh, that's rich. I suppose we should send them a polite note asking if they'd mind awfully returning our stolen goods when they have a moment. This Sweeney character's got more cheek than a baboon's arse. He's probably just pissed that he can't sue Apple this week for actually doing something useful. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to disable my burglar alarm. Wouldn't want to hurt any home invader's eardrums, would we? Oh, I don't know. It all really cheeses me off.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Cheesedoff. We actually had a discussion. Go ahead.
No, you go on.
I was going to say we were having a discussion about this one before we put it into the show, and I likened it to using antibiotics to hurt defenseless infections.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Cheesedoff. Yeah.
I now wish that I carried on because I can't remember what I was going to say.
Well, maybe the dulcet sounds of my voice will bring your thought back into your head, or just drive it even further away. Hard to say. Remember, if you've done an iTunes review or left feedback or have recorded a message and sent it to us in one of the various ways that we'll talk about in a little while, you can get something that it was. I cannot describe how it will change your life because it probably won't. But we call it a Woo T. That is a big W, big O, big O, big T, little I, little E, exclamation mark. And Gaz can never remember how that goes when he's recording with somebody else. That is what is a Woo T.
I can't remember. However, I have remembered what I was going to say.
Oh, good.
It was just a little bit of a quip to say, I'm not sure I'd want to be Mrs. Cheesedoff.
No. Imagine she just basically comes up and says, so would you like a cheese sandwich? And he just goes into a 1-minute rant about cheese sandwiches.
What, with pickle or without pickle?
not a criticism, Mr. Cheesedoff.
No, not at all.
We love your work. We really, really do. And remember, just like Mr. Cheesedoff, you can send us an audio message and we will play it. And I will first go through it to make sure there's no curse words, because we have gotten those from certain people. Marcus? Oh, no, not Marcus. Other people that are also named Marcus.
We don't. You can put as many curse words in as you like. They might just get bleeped out. That's all.
They will. It just adds. Listen, if you want to send us a curse-laden audio feedback, we will play it, and all it will manage to do is make more work for me. Thank you.
Which I'm all for.
Yeah, Gaz is like, yeah, go ahead, sure. Let's see, do I have to do it? No.
No.
Okay, good to go.
Hey, Steve, do I have to do all that work?
No.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve. Steve, thank you. If you would like to help contribute to the show, you can by going to patreon.com/MacPettit. You can also go to coffee. You can buy me a coffee, ko-fi.com/MacPettit. Or you can pay a pal at paypal.me/MacPettit. Now, guess. If people wanted to get a hold of you and ask you questions, and I don't have a snappy one at the top of my head like I usually do, how would they do it?
Ever so easy. Send an email on your client of choice to gazjz@mymac.com or on the socials. You can pretty much find me as Gazmaz. And I'll now say, as I do every week, if you can't find the appropriate Gazmaz on those socials, send an email to gaz@mymac.com and I'll make sure that you get pointed into the right direction. You can also find Guy and Gaz on X. I still can't get used to saying that.
I know.
But it's x.com/ I think, I'm not sure, GUYANDGAZ, which is Guy and Gaz on X. You can also send an email using your client of choice to feedback, FWDBACK, at mymac.com. Will you let me finish?
Yes.
I believe that we also have a Google Voice number, Guy.
We do.
Would you like me to play the play?
I think I turned off all of the audio stuff, but go ahead. Let's try it. See what happens.
Call 703-284-677.
There you go. That's call 703-284-677. I'll just play it again.
Call 703-284-677.
There you go.
For the...
yeah, I'll sort that out next week. I'll do it so you don't get all of that next week.
All right, that's fine. And remember, if it's out, if you're outside the U.S., you have to add the country code, then the number, and you may incur charges if you dial it directly. So, honestly, if you want to leave us a voice message, just record the damn thing and send it to us in an email.
Send it through
or something. It's like so much easier. Just do it that way. I have ways to be contacted also, Gaz.
Do you really?
I do. Something went horribly wrong.
Can people
his name was Guy.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that you was. You see, the thing is, you did all the other stuff, and then I expect you to carry on, and I don't know why. But anyway,
Guy says,
"Pay no attention to that guy behind the curtain. He's the guy.
Guy's the one."
Wait, hold on. I screwed up.
I do.
I like to go with Guy.
Yeah. Guy was paid his $75,000.
No,
Guy.
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 Have a good one, Guy.
By being the good guy.
I'm a good guy.
Who is this guy?
Who are you really?
Guy.
I'm here with Guy. The guy.
So guy. So guy. So guy. So guy.
Guy, we need to talk. Guy, we need to talk. Guy, I need you to listen to me.
Yeah, I need you to listen to
me
a lot.
Very much so.
Well, if
Wait.
You want.
Hold on.
No, from God.
Without any.
No fooling.
Thank you.
How would you do it? Don't worry.
I was like, will this be the week? Will this be the week?
Don't worry. I know. Okay. I know where you are, Guy. So don't.
I get anxious. We've talked about this. Guy gets anxious.
At length.
Very much at length. If you would like to get a hold of me, you can send me an email again on the client of your choice, and you would send that to. At mymac.com. Thank you. Thank you, guys. You can also reach me over on the X's. I am both Mac Parrot and Vert Shark. I am also Vert Shark on Instagram and Threads. I am over on Counter Social and Mastodon.social. I am Mac Parrot. And once again, I am reminded that I should just change all these to either Mac Parrot or Vert Shark and end the confusion. But I never ever do. So I never do because I'm a lazy sod. That's what it is. I think Gaz. No, that's not what I'm supposed to say. I'm supposed to say thank you. Thank you to everyone who downloads and listens to the constant train wreck that is the MyMac.com podcast. Next week, 700 shows on show 985. 700 shows. 985.
Makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense even.
It does. If you think about it, and we want you to, It makes perfect sense. However, I think that this week we were good enough. And that this week we were smart enough.
I definitely agree.
No Wilf interruptions this week, which makes me sad because I always like seeing Wilf.
He was out walking.
Oh, okay. So he's asleep now. He's passed out.
No, no, he's still out walking.
Oh, he's still out walking. Okay. doggone it, Wilf. Woof, woof, Wilf, 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 Wilf. I don't know why I say it like that. People like us.
I found a wooden shoe in my toilet, Guy. It was clogged. End.
Thanks for downloading and listening to the My Mac Podcast. You can also hear other great podcasts on the My Mac Podcasting Network, like the Tech Fan Podcast, Three Geeky Ladies, Geekiest Show Ever, the Let's Talk Podcast, Essential Apple Podcast, and the Club PlayStation and Club Nintendo Podcasts. Okay, I'm hitting record now on both sides. Yes, record. God, StreamYard, stop nagging me. It's like, are you sure you want to record? Do you want to do this? Like, no, just do what I asked you to do. My hands are shaking because I'm just getting so pissed off.
Right.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the My Mac Podcast. Guy loses his goddamn mind.
Yes, evening, Guy.
Again. Again. Oh, no, I'm... Was that wine?
Okay. Well, I finished my beer, and I thought, I don't want another beer, so I'll have wine now.
I just wish it was closer to the house if there was somebody that... Because I have to go all the way out to the center.
There's always something you're moaning about, isn't there? Always
I know. It's only an hour drive to the Tyson's Corner area of Northern Virginia. Because, I mean, who goes there? Well, I guess you wouldn't know. A lot of people go there. It's like who drives on the M4 inbound to London on Mondays? Nobody. Is it the M4? No. Did I get that right?
Yeah, no, you picked the right one. Okay. You picked a good one.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like the whole Northern Virginia corridor and when you get on to if you look at a map of DC, there's a road that goes all the way around Washington, D.C. On part of it, it's 95 north. If you curve around to the east and then it like you're headed toward Baltimore, it's 95 north. If you go to the west, it's 495. Why can't it be 495 all the way around? So it's 95, 495 on the eastern part and 495 on the western part. No. They've got to make it weird. But regardless on which direction you go to, east or west, traffic is same thing with going on 95 between Washington, D.C. and Richmond, Virginia. It's just all every time.
Yeah.
That's why I used to leave at 11 o'clock at night or 4 o'clock in the morning on my way to Florida because most of the idiots wouldn't be awake yet. They wait until 7:01 when they have to be to work at 7:30. That's when they're going to all get on the road. The cleansing of the man cave. When they came in last weekend, the only...
Looks very neat. Background.
It looks fantastic. Look at this.
Yeah.
You remember what it looked like before?
Yeah, it's not.
I'm going to move the camera. It's not focusing on it,
but yeah. So how long is that going to stay like that?
Oh, Tracy's already started on me. I had an extra cushion on this chair that I sat down and I took it off because it put me too high in the chair. She came into the room and she was like, "Put that away." And it's like, "I will. I'm in the middle of doing something here." She says, "But with Tracy, everything has to." I don't know what it's like with Anne, but with Tracy. When she has her suggestions, everything has to be now.
Yeah.
But
So Anne says things like, You're going to put that away, aren't you? Yeah. And I go, yes. And if I don't do it within, like, you know, the next
10 seconds,
15, 20 minutes.
Oh, you get minutes. You get minutes. You're a lucky man. You're a lucky, lucky man. Minutes. I don't know what minutes look like. No, it doesn't. That's not the way it works here. This house has a whole different
dynamic. And even that was too far. Even that was too fast.
Yeah, this house has a different dynamic than that. Sometimes it's kind of like my brain is like, you should say something here. While the other part of my brain is like, no, you should not say something here. And so there's this constant war going on in my head.
And there shouldn't be.
And yeah, well, there shouldn't be. And you can never tell which side is going to win. And in the long run, just doesn't matter.
We just all lose.
Everybody loses. Oh, guys on this podcast, we all lose. Oh, I forgot to mention, I was on Dave Ginsburg's In Touch with iOS on Thursday. I should have mentioned that. It'll be here in the after show. I should have. I love doing that show, and also the Mac Voices podcast with Chuck Joyner, where he has like nine or 10. Sometimes, you know, you get like a panel that's that big with like nine or more people and you kind of get lost in the shuffle. And I'm going to say something here that may shock you, Gaz. I really like attention.
Shocker.
I know.
Headline news. Hang on a minute.
Headline
news.
Guy likes
it. Hang on a minute.
Stop the presses.
Guy likes shock. Guy likes attention.
Oh, I know. But when you're on a panel show that's that big. What was that?
Yeah. I just said, stop the presses.
Oh, I thought that was another one of your recorded ones. No, yeah, but when you're on a panel show that's that big, you can kind of get lost in the shuffle. But
how do you cope?
Oh, I just sit there and do my very, very best to keep my mouth shut because a couple of reasons. Number one, and this is the biggest reason, it's not my show. You know, I'm not the one that's recording it. I'm not the one that's putting it out. And quite frankly, a lot less show interruptions for other people's show that I may be on isn't necessarily a bad thing. So on Dave's show, Ben, I can never pronounce his name, Rothig, that's not it. But he was on and he was doing a green screen behind him. And his cat kept coming up and getting in front of him and the camera that he was using. So all of a sudden, he would completely disappear from the background. And it was kind of freaking me out the whole time. It was like, here I am, then I'm gone. And I made the comment. It's like, you know, for somebody who grew up in the 70s, that's very disconcerting that you just like disappear off the screen. It's like, it's magic. Whoa. Either that or some kind of weird flashback that I'm having.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's magic.
Magic.
You know.
Never believe it's
never
not
believe
so.
It's not so.
Who was that?
Magic.
I got to find out.
Ah. Oh.
Whoa. It's
magic.
Magic lyrics.
Oh, that's going to so annoy me when you tell me who it is.
Pilot. 1974 song by Scottish
Pilot.
Pop rocks band Pilot. And was the first hit single.
Gah.
David Patton and Billy Lyall from their debut album. And I've got to say, that is the only song that I know of from this group. Oh, and it's not, it's oh, ho, ho, it's magic. You know, never believe it's not so. It's magic.
Not so.
You know,
magic, you
never
know,
believe it's not
believe
so.
Believe it's not so. That's what I sang.
Yeah.
Anyway. Right. Next week.
Next week.
Have a look at my calendar.
I don't have anything that I know of that would prevent me from making Sunday all the same mistakes I made today.
Sunday is a no. Saturday is an okay.
Okay. Yeah, Saturday should be good. Oh, wait. Oh, well, what day is Saturday?
Well, it's like every other Saturday. It's Saturday.
Are you sure?
You mean what date is Saturday? It's the 10th.
Because I know. No. Yes, it is the 10th. Guy and Ashley are coming up next weekend for various reasons. Not just that, because Monday is Tracy's birthday. But that's, they're coming up to basically, he feels guilty because he wasn't here for the deep cleansing of the man cave. And I think he's trying to make up. Now,
tell you what,
I mean, he distracted me. Yeah.
Guy, can you tell him? Gaz says, don't feel guilty.
Yeah.
Don't feel guilty for not being there for your dad's deep cleansing.
Nobody wanted to be there for that. Ever.
Just take your dad out for a good steak and he'll be happy.
Oh yeah, god damn right I would be. Holy shit. And there's some good places to go. Have you ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse?
No. I don't
know if we've had this conversation.
I don't want to see that when I'm having my steak delivered.
No. It's not like that. A Brazilian steakhouse is basically you pay one price at the door and then they just keep coming out with spits of meat of various types.
With Brazilians.
With a Brazilian cut. No, that's not right either. And they'll keep feeding you until you say that you're done. When Peter graduated last year, he wanted to go to this place. It's a chain here in the U.S. called Fogo de Chão, and it's a Brazilian steakhouse. Now, I'd actually been to an actual Brazilian steakhouse in Brazil. I know, crazy. And so I kind of knew what it was all about. And this place, Fogo de Chão, is exactly like that. They have a salad bar that, unless you're an idiot, you just stay away from. And they just keep coming out with spits of meat. And Peter and I were the last two standing, because there was a group of like eight of us. Peter and I were the last two standing, and we were just getting ready to flip over the card to say, don't bring any more. When the guy came up behind us, kind of surprised us, and he was like, sirloin? And we were both like, yes. Yes, give us some more sirloin. Oh, so good. And he also took me to, for his birthday this year in June, we went to this steakhouse in downtown Alexandria that was really, really good, called 1799. And it's downtown Alexandria. And it's not cheap, but good New York style steakhouses are never cheap. And it kind of put me off bourbon as well, because you know what an old fashioned is? Drink? It's very bourbonish. There's a lot of bourbon in an old fashioned. But the 1799, they do this whole smoking old fashioned. And you have to see it to believe it. It's like a whole presentation involved with it. And I'd never had it. So I was like, well, I'm going to try this. And they brought it to the table and they did the whole presentation. And I took a sip and it was like, wow, that's a lot of bourbon. And I was only able to drink about half of it, which is unfortunate because, I mean, I'm a bourbon drinker. I like bourbon, but this was just kind of too much of a good thing. But when Guy and Ashley took me to that Hotel Green in Richmond, the mini golf course place, it was like during their brunch. And so you had all the people that were up at the front desk of this fake hotel and then all these tables that everybody was having brunch at. And we were just kind of waiting to play putt-putt. But Guy got a Bloody Mary. And it was like, you know, I haven't had one of those. I can't remember the last time I had one. So I was like, yeah, okay, let me have a Bloody Mary too. And it was so good that I'm kind of off bourbon now. and
onto, well-made Bloody Mary is very nice.
Yeah. And so I went to the store and I got some vodka because we'd run out. And I've been making it with V8 juice because that's what we have here instead of tomato juice. It's the same basic thing. And so, you know, we had everything except the Worcestershire sauce, which I'm going to get later. So I just did it with
Worcester.
You know,
Worcester sauce.
Well, you call it, you say Worcester, we say Worcestershire here in the U.S. But, you know, I mean, it's vodka.
You're so funny.
I know. Vodka, tomato juice, a couple of drops of Tabasco sauce, and then Worcester sauce. And then a stick of celery. And you just pour that over ice, and it's so good, so refreshing, as compared to like a drink made with a soft drink or seltzer water or something like that.
Yeah.
To have something made with actual, you know, fruit or vegetable juice, quite good. So that's what I've been, last couple of times I've had drinks, that's what I've been having.
Well, all this talk of food is making me hungry. And
I bet, because it's now 6:30, almost 6:30 where you are.
No, well, 6:15, yeah.
Yeah. What's Anne making tonight? Or do you know?
I'll find out when I get out, because I've been in here for, you know, quite some time now.
Yeah,
so.
2.5 hours. Yeah, we're having a steak tonight. I'm going to make Tracy a steak.
We won't be having steak. I don't know what we'll be having.
I love
steak. Might be having fish.
I like fish, too. There's no good... Oh, before you go, people with money in the United States... The Northern Virginia area does not have a really, really good, close by to where I live anyway, fish and chips place. Please, somebody open a really good fish and chips place in Northern Virginia in the Alexandria area. The one place I went to in downtown Alexandria, it was not the English style. I mean, it was fish and chips, and they kind of made like a deal out of it. Having had fish and chips in London and a few other places, it was not fish and chips. It was a poor substitute. I need a good fish and chips place.
There are places, even in the UK, where you can get fish and chips and you think, no, that is not a good fish and chips.
Well, I told you the place that I went to.
You're not the only one. Yeah, yeah, you did.
The place near Victoria Station in London.
Yeah. Yeah, which so you'd never good. Find again.
But yeah. Or every time I would go to find it, it was a Monday and they were closed. Damn it.
Monday, yeah. A lot of places shut on a Monday, actually.
Yeah, used to, I know.
Well, they still do.
But I would walk all the way there. Right, okay, yeah, you got to go. All right, guys. We'll
you'd
talk
walk
to you.
All the way you'd walk all the way there and they weren't open and that'd piss you off and then you were really upset and then you still wouldn't get your fish and chips.
And I would go like the next day.
So you deserved it because you had two long walks, you see, so you made up for it. Anyway, I'm going to go.
Yep, wrap the newspaper. Yum. Okay, we'll talk to you next weekend, Cass. I'll let you know how therapy went. It was very therapeutic.
Bye.
Bye.